Calling customer service. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
78934.
And your name?
Ronnie Jones.
And for security, please confirm the address.
My address is 111 Burford, that's B-U-R-F-O-R-D, Drive, Columbus, Texas.
Thank you. I have the account located for the contest entry for the Dyson's vacuum with the Bite Sub service. How can I be of assistance?
Now, say this again. You have what?
I have your account located for the Dyson's vacuum contest entry with our Bite Sub service. We're the meal planning guide, recipes to help you cut carbs and boost energy.
What is this?
It was a Dyson's vacuum contest entry.
I did a vacuum contest entry.
Correct.
And I'm getting a bill for $49.89 a month.
Yes, sir. We'll get you re-entered into the contest each month until you do decide to discontinue.
Well, ma'am, when did I enter this contest?
On January last year, January 1st.
January 1st last year?
This year. I'm sorry.
All right. I'll tell you what, ma'am. I have no knowledge whatsoever as to how I entered the contest. Can you tell me how I entered the contest?
It looks like you signed up for a Dyson's vacuum sweepstakes. It could have been
to try to win a Dyson's vacuum sweepstakes, and that automatically enters me into something that's costing me $50 a month.
Correct, because by signing up for the sweepstakes, you sign up for our service, which is what's providing the sweepstakes.
I didn't sign up for a sweepstakes. I may have entered some kind of rinky-dink damn little contest, but I want you to cancel this and reimburse this money.
We'll have my supervisor see what we could do about that for you. Now, may I ask, if price is a primary concern, I can apply a $20 discount for you.
Ma'am, I have no desire to be involved in any kind of a service, any kind of a cooking service, et cetera, et cetera. I want this canceled, and I want the money reimbursed.
Okay, well, give me just a moment to process cancellation, and I am still waiting on my supervisor to see what we can do regarding a refund for you, okay? So hold on a moment. Okay, sir. So I did have my supervisor review the account. Due to the age, what we would be able to do as a one-time courtesy would be a 75% refund for you. That does
ma'am,
require...
You can tell your supervisor you can refund it 100%.
Well, sir, unfortunately, this charge is considered legally valid due to the terms and conditions, sir. When you did that sweepstakes,
ma'am,
to enter the sweepstakes, you do sign up with
ma'am,
the service.
Ma'am, my attorney said if I didn't sign my name on a dotted line, there ain't nothing legal about it. Now, you tell your supervisor, cancel this, reverse the charges.
I do understand. I'll see what we can do. Hold on. Okay, sir. As a one-time courtesy, that does require 3 to 5 business days for the $49.89 to reflect back to the account. Do you have further questions?
Okay, I understand.
Thank you for calling customer service.
Can you give me a confirmation number on that refund and on that cancellation?
C as in Charlie, 920-411-129.
Just a moment. What is it?
C, 920-411-129.
924. Did you say 924-11?
Correct, 129.
Okay, 924-11?
Correct.
And was there a 29 in there or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, repeat it to me again.
C, 920-411-129.
What's the first word you said?
C.
C as in cat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cat. 924-11 what?
It's 920-411-129.
And that's the cancellation number for this subscription. Do you have a refund number?
It is the same.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer support.
I'll tell you what, ma'am. Better Business Bureau would love to shut down people like y'all.
And again, I do apologize for